Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Today is Saturday, September 18th, and happy birthday to Ted Lasso himself, Jason Sudeikis.
Be curious, not judgmental. I like that.
I'm Matt Golden, and here are today's top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Local organizations were selected to receive state support for new initiatives benefiting children. The Sager Strong Foundation golf tournament to benefit blood cancer research is set for October. Reinhardt's Bill Popp was named NAIA Athletic Director of the Year. A new senior apartment complex construction is underway near the Riverstone Village. Four men were indicted on street gang charges related to a 2019 Canton shooting. And finally, Money Magazine ranked Woodstock among its best places to live.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Two organizations serving Cherokee County, Musk Ministries and Children's Haven, were recently announced as recipients of grants and technical assistance through the Georgia Division of Family and Children's Services State of Hope Initiative. Musk Ministries and Children's Haven were among 20 organizations statewide to be included in the State of Hope program. Now in its fourth cycle, the initiative works with selected organizations to help continue efforts in local communities that address conditions which attribute to disparities in education, threaten a family's self-sufficiency, and lead to child abuse and neglect. The State of Hope program will support the Chins Up program for Children's Haven. The program will include a community-sponsored event to showcase care opportunities for students in Cherokee and encourage them to stay in high school and earn their diploma. The State of Hope program will also assist Musk Ministries' Family Preservation Program, which will align the expertise and experience of former court-appointed special advocate and a guardian ad litem attorney for the children with the programs and resources of an established nonprofit agency.
Time is something that cannot be bought. It cannot be wagered with God, and it is not in endless supply. Time is simply how you live your life.
Hawks Ridge Golf Course and Ball Ground will play host to the fourth annual Living Out Loud Golf Tournament benefiting the Sager Strong Foundation and Blood Cancer Research on October 11th. The tournament will fund clinical trials and cancer research for leukemia and other blood cancers. The tournament was founded in 2016 by late sportscaster Craig Sager and his wife Stacy to support the foundation by assisting families dealing with a blood cancer diagnosis. The four-person scramble format event will begin with a shotgun start at 11 a.m. Golfers will also have the opportunity to compete in competitions for longest drive, closest to the pin, and a hole-in-one contest for trophies and prizes. Teams making a qualifying donation can challenge Charity Golf International professional long driver Heather Manfredo's 400-yard drive on a par 5 hole to win a Pebble Beach golf trip. After the tournament, an award ceremony, light dinner, and silent auctions will take place. Reinhardt University's Bill Popp was awarded the NAIA Director of the Year award for the second time in his career Wednesday, September 15th. Last year, he was recognized as the Appalachian Athletic Conference's Athletic Director of the Year for the fourth time. This time, he brings home another national award for the Reinhardt program. Mr. Popp is the third athletic director in NAIA history to earn the award multiple times and the first in the AAC. The Adopt-A-Veteran program is returning to Cherokee County for its seventh year this holiday season. Here's community reporter J.P. Edwards with more on the story.
If you know a veteran who will need help this holiday season, the Cherokee County Homeless Veterans Program wants to hear from you for its annual Adopt a Veteran initiative. The program and the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 45 are gearing up for the seventh year of the initiative. The program is seeking candidates to help this holiday season, including low-income veterans, veterans in senior living facilities, and homeless veterans. The primary focus is on providing for veterans with families who are financially challenged, disabled, or homeless. And the secondary focus is on elderly veterans. If you know of a veteran family in need or of an elderly veteran living alone, please visit TribuneLedgerNews.com to find information on how you can help.
Hey, Dad, I've come to spend some time with my favorite father.
Baloney! You came here to put me in a home!
You're already in a home.
Oh, how could you?
Construction crews are working on a property near Riverstone Village in Canton to develop a senior apartment complex, which will further Meridian Development's influence in the area. Meridian, which developed Riverstone Village off Reinhardt College Parkway and other local projects, has kicked off construction on its largest project to date, which will bring 120 age-restricted apartments for people 55 and older between the Riverstone Village Shopping Center and the Commons at Riverstone Office Complex. The development will reside on 4.28 acres at a density of 28 units per acre with 134 parking spaces. The height of the complex is limited to 60 feet, up to 4 stories. The 167,000 square foot active senior community kicked off construction last month. The initial concrete on the project was laid in August, and the company is aiming to open up doors to its new complex in November 2022.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG-9.
Open for fun at the 2021 Superior Plumbing Presents North Georgia State Fair, September 23rd through October 3rd at Jim R. Miller Park in Marietta. The Carriage Kia Concert Series featuring Gabby Barrett, Chris Lane, John Langston, Chase Rice, and Mark Will. Free family shows and great fair food, too. Admission $10. 10 and under, always free. Follow us on social media or visit NorthGeorgiaStateFair.com for more information. Open for fun in 2021.
Four men were indicted by a Cherokee County grand jury Monday on street gang terrorism charges stemming from a string of entering autos that occurred in Canton in January 2019. Two of the men were also charged with firing shots at a homeowner who authorities said confronted them during the incident. Kadarius Keontae Odoms and DeMonte DeKeys Brown, accused members of the Nine Trey Gangster Bloods, were indicted on charge of racketeering, violation of the Street Gang Terrorism and Prevention Act, aggravated assault, possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony, entering autos, and criminal damage to property related to the 2019 incident. In 2019, Odoms and Brown were arrested in Cobb County and later charged in Canton with firing shots at a homeowner who said he had witnessed them breaking in the cars about 4 a.m. On January 24th, Odoms and Brown were charged with firing shots at the man as they drove away. Police reported they found bullet holes in the victim's garage and in nearby vehicles. The grand jury charged the men with breaking into 19 cars in Cherokee County on January 24, 2019. Mr. Odoms was also indicted on a charge of sexual exploitation of children. Two other men were charged in relation to the string of entering autos. Meanwhile, Trentavious Watkins and Shaquavion Adkins were indicted on charges of violating the Street Gang Terrorism and Prevention Act for their leadership roles within the Nine Trey Gangster Bloods and conspiring to engage in gang activity by requiring Odoms to pay his dues or monetary obligations to the criminal organization.
Fancy living! Here we come!
Money, the finance magazine, has ranked Woodstock among its best places to live in the United States. Woodstock was 31st out of 50 cities with a reported median household income of $78,638, median home prices of $282,424, and 3% unemployment rate. Money analyzed thousands of different places in the U.S. with an emphasis on affordability by collecting hundreds of thousands of different data points, according to the magazine. Two other Georgia towns made the list. Martinez ranked number 21 and Peachtree City ranked number 24. This is Woodstock's third time to be recognized as one of Money's top places to live. Woodstock was first included in 2015. Last year, Woodstock was ranked number 17 on the list. Looking for a way to further your career? Maybe get a GED, get certified, get your bachelor's or your associate's. Check out ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Serving Metro Atlanta since 1963, Chattahoochee Tech provides a wide variety of programs perfect for you. Check out their website and learn about their 8 convenient campuses. You can even listen to the 98.7 Chat Tech podcast, where you can hear students talk about classes and life on campus. So go today to ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Chattahoochee Tech, a member of the Technical College System of Georgia. Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger Podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, Executive Producer. Jeremy Powell, Creative Director. Jacob Sutherland, Director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, Copywriter. All rights reserved.